Hey, I want to get your thoughts on the fact, Cleveland, you've been there 3 years, and it seems like every year they've been rebuilding. Now they've got Rob Dzinski and a new coaching staff in there. But do you think even with all these changes that you're there, do you think that the team has finally turned the corner?
I think we're on our way, definitely. We're not there yet. We have some huge strides to make, but I think we have a lot of the pieces in play, and, you know, we can turn that corner coming up soon.
Now, this is Judge's first year as a head coach, but he's done some good things. But what do you think was his theme through the offseason workouts, mini camps and OTAs, and when you report next week for training camp, what is going to be the main point you think he's going to try to drive home to you guys?
Well, OTAs was all about, you know, pride and accountability. You know, be prideful in what you're doing, be prideful on and off the field, and be accountable for yourself, not only yourself, but your teammates as well. So those two aspects, and I think he's going to drive that a little bit further when camp comes. And I'm looking forward to working hard with my teammates and working on getting to the playoffs and further.
Brandon Weeden, practice against him. What is the difference between him from this year, last year? Is he ready? Does the team have his full confidence?
Yeah, the team definitely has his full confidence. I think he's a little bit more comfortable in this offense. I don't know what it is, but he looks more... He's already a little older than most second-year players, but, you know, he looks more mature. You know, he has a better understanding of this, and he just looks more confident. So we're definitely looking forward to seeing what he's going to do this year. And I think this offense plays more into his abilities than... last year's, I guess, so we'll see.
Another guy he practiced against, Trent Richardson, he says he is finally fully healthy. How much of what you need to do depends on Trent Richardson?
You know, Trent's a dynamic player. You know, anytime he's on the field, our chances of winning goes up. So I'm just looking forward to him being healthy, you know, being that third overall pick that we all anticipated him to be and show the signs that he showed last year, and I think he'll have a breakout season this year.
You got a new defensive coordinator in Ray Horton, and we know he's an aggressive defensive coordinator. A lot of guys really like him. What do you think about him? And then you also bring in the rookie Kiki Mingo to the mix. How do you think this defense is going to be?
Explosive. You know, I think we're going to get after some guys, some quarterbacks, and I think you have to be on your toes at all times as an offense if you're preparing against us, because we have guys that can do a bunch of things, and we have guys and playmakers all over the field right now. So you have to be ready for any player at any time.
TJ, we look at your division, and we see Baltimore as the defending champ. Pittsburgh, they're the Steelers. We've got Cincinnati that made the playoffs last year. What do you guys have to do to be included in that mix? I mean, it seems like besides getting better yourselves, the challenge is pretty tough.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a tough division, and we've been competitive these last few years, always. I think we just have to take that next step and get over the hill and win those games, win those close ones. But, you know, every game is definitely close. You know, these past couple years with Baltimore, Pittsburgh, we went 1-1 with them. And Cincinnati, you know, we went 1-1 last year as well. So I think just getting over that hump and winning those close ones is what we have to do.
What's it like having the legendary Jim Brown around? I mean, is it something that's done for our benefit, for the public, or is it something, is his presence something that matters to the players? Do they talk about it?
You know, Jim Brown is part of that tradition, you know, that winning tradition that the Browns have had. So having him there and being around more often, you know, guys get to see what, you know, the old Browns is really about, you know, how prideful they were and what the city of Cleveland, what the Browns do for the city of Cleveland. And Jim Brown is a major part of that. So having him around is definitely going to be big for us this year.